set a foundation and acquaint listeners with the Indiana Arts Commission. What is the organization's role?
We are an agency of state government, and our role is to be the sort of the connective tissue between the arts and state government. Our vision is arts everywhere, every day, for everyone in Indiana. So we obviously have a really broad mandate there.
You are the new executive director of the Indiana Arts Commission. What do you believe are your most effective strengths in your new role?
That's a great question, Terry. I have worked adjacent to the Arts Commission since I moved to Indiana, which was about 17 years ago. I was also a community-based consultant for several communities on behalf of the Arts Commission. I was in city government, the city of Bloomington, in arts and economic development for about 8 years, and then I've been deputy director of the commission here for 6 years. I come to this new position with depth of understanding of the agency and its work through a variety of angles. So I bring that knowledge, experience, and depth of perception as it relates to how government can most effectively serve and support artists.
You've identified that this is a government agency. I'm curious how much input from the community will be considered moving forward and as new leadership takes place.
We pride ourselves on being a public-facing agency. All of our funding decisions are made by our 15 gubernatorially appointed commissioners in public meetings. Our grant panel work is done publicly. Public interface and public engagement and community engagement is really part of the fabric and fiber of this organization. How we're going to engage the community, and of course, in this case, the community obviously is a statewide community, right? So we've got a lot of geographic area, as well as a lot of diversity of folks to consider. And so how we're going to be thinking about that, I think, on the short term is really getting out and paying attention to the impacts of COVID on, in particular, performing arts organizations and individual artists and creative entrepreneurs. And then sort of taking the longer view there as we move toward our strategic planning process, we'll be doing a lot of direct engagement to hear from them how they would like the Arts Commission to serve them going forward. We'll be out and about and asking a lot of questions and giving folks an opportunity to give us some feedback.
Is it too early to share with the WFYI listeners the short and long-term goals for the Indiana Arts Commission?
On the short term, we're focused on recovery of arts organizations and individual artists and what that looks like. By short term, I don't know if that's going to be a year or 2 years or 3 years. And then long term, again, we're going to be looking at how organizations and individual artists can reengage and rebuild after the impacts of COVID have had on the arts sector. Short term, we're going to be watching, asking, hopefully providing some additional ways to support the sector. And on long term, we're going to be figuring out together with the sector what the best way is to move forward.
Maya, thank you for talking with me today, and much success to you in your new role.
Thanks, Terry. Really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.